fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Hurry, big fellow. I'll Silver. Hooray!
Dan Reed reined up on the crest of a small hill.
Oh, oh, boy.
From there, the ground fell on a very gentle slope to meet the Rio Grande, which was barely visible in the distance. Dan studied the downhill trail. He saw a small, well-kept house and barn. Half a mile beyond the house, he saw a huge boulder.
There's Handbell Rock. We can stop at that house on the way and get some water. Come on, Victor.
Mrs. Carter welcomed Dan. She helped him fill his canteen, and then the white-haired lady came from the house with a huge slab of gingerbread.
Gingerbread!
That's right. I figured you must have smelled it. It's fresh made.
Golly, it sure smells good.
Well, sit yourself down on this bench while you eat. What's your name, young man?
Dan Reed.
Reed, eh? My name's Carter.
Golly, this is the finest gingerbread I've ever had, Mrs. Carter.
Eat all you want, Dan. My boy Tom will be here in a few minutes, and I know
I'm
that...
sorry. I'd like to stay, but I've got to shove on. I'm to meet some friends. I've got to get down to Handbell Rock.
Why, that's just down the trail. You can see it from here.
I know.
Which way are your friends coming from?
From Willow Bend.
Shucks, you can see them coming from here. No need for you to wait all alone down at the rock. My son will want to meet you.
Well, I guess I can watch for my friends from here.
Sure you can. I suppose they went into the band to vote for a sheriff, eh?
No, Mrs. Carter. They didn't go there to vote.
No?
They went on, on sort of secret business.
I see. I bet he deals with the smugglers.
How did you know?
Me? Sakes alive, that's all we've heard around here. The ornery poison peddling smugglers.
Poison peddling?
Yes, it's dope they're smuggling over the border, Dan. If it wasn't for the smugglers, why, Clem Morton would have been elected sheriff today, hands down. Folks hold it against him that they ain't been caught.
Well, that isn't fair.
I know it, but that's how people are. Why, even Mr. Slade couldn't get him.
Who was he?
The man from the government. He was mighty close to catching the smugglers, mighty close. But, well, Slade was found dead. The smugglers got him.
Golly.
Oh, here comes my boy now. He can tell you about the smugglers. Why, even Tom was questioned.
Is that Tom driving the buckboard up the hill?
Yes.
Why did they question Tom?
Because he crosses the border so often. It was all right when he explained about Geordie Wimpole.
Is that the man with him?
Yes, poor critter. I reckon he ain't long to live. He's got a daughter and grandchild living south the border. He wouldn't never see them if Tom didn't take him over on the rig ever so often.
What's the matter with Mr. Wimple?
Oh, he's been failing ever since he came here from up north. Wanted to get as close to his folks as he could.
I should think he'd live with him.
He would if his health was better. But he's got a living horror dying on foreign soil.
Oh, ho there. Oh, you rascals. Oh, steady there. Oh. Hi, Mom.
Hello, Tom. We got a visitor. How are you today, Mr. Wimple?
Poorly, poorly, Mrs. Carter. It's getting me here.
You mean your heart?
Oh, breath. Getting so the least little exertion wears me out. It's a weight I have to carry.
Oh, it's a shame.
Yep, I reckon I won't see my girl many more times.
How's everything here, Mom?
Tom, this is Dan Reed.
Hello, Tom.
Hi, Dan. This is Shorty Wimple.
Glad to know you, Mr. Wimple.
Likewise, lad. Likewise.
Mr. Wimple's going to stay for supper, Mom.
Does the invite still hold good, Sherry?
It sure does.
Good. Now, you lads help me down from this rig, will you?
Sure thing. Lend a hand here, will you, Dan?
Sure.
Dan, we'd like to have you stay if you can.
Thanks, Mrs. Carter, but I think my friends will be along before supper.
There. My sakes, even that much exertion gets my wind.
Sit right down there on the bench, Shorty. Clem Martin will be here for supper, too. He promised to come as soon as the election was over.
I reckon sober as far as poor old Clem's concerned. We met a man from town. He said that everyone's going hog wild about Speed Rogers.
What a shame. Tom, you help Shorty over to that bench.
Sure,
no, Tom. I can walk without help.
Clem's been a good sherry.
Yep, but Speed Rogers is younger, and he's made a lot of promises.
Promises?
A wildly enthusiastic crowd that jammed close to the Willow Bend Hotel. Speed Rogers, the newly elected sheriff, appeared on the porch with a wide grin on his face. No one noticed the masked man and the Indian who stood to one side apart from the crowd.
Where's Rogers, Toto?
Him gonna speak.
We'll hear what he said before we leave. Listen to him, Toto.
A fine lawman named Slade has just been buried. He was shot and killed by a smuggler. He knew who the smuggler was. He was watching him trying to get evidence against the rest of the gang. Instead, he got a bullet in the heart. Well, that won't happen again. If we know a man's a crook, we'll capture him. We'll make him tell us what we want to know. Gents, it's my aim to make Willow Bend a place that crooks won't like.
Toto, come with me.
Where we go, Keemer?
I want to see Clem Martin before he leaves his office. Come on.
Steve Rogers, plenty fool.
Speed Rogers may be honest and sincere, Toto, but he's going to make a lot of mistakes.
That's right.
He's too ambitious. He's likely to send some innocent people to jail, or worse.
There's sheriff's office. The front door open.
Yes. There's Clem Martin. He seems to be... I want to speak to him about Slade. I think Slade left some information about the smugglers with someone here in town. Clem Martin may have it.
There go other fella into sheriff's office.
I'll wait at the side window until he's through. Meet me there with the horses.
He go get horses.
These old letters. They won't mean nothing to Rogers. Throw them into the wastebasket. I hate to clean out the old desk. What's this box? Oh, the bullet they dug out in my shoulder. Killer Barton's bullet. 10 years ago.
Hi there, Clem.
Oh, howdy, Windy. Sit down. I'm just throwing out a lot of my old truck here. I guess this can go into the wastebasket.
Caught a little cold, Clem.
I guess so. Thanks, Windy.
We're through, Clem.
Oh, you'll still have your job, Windy. Speed Rogers will keep you as deputy.
Not me. I won't have no part of the job. Not the way Speed Rogers will do things.
Oh, he'll get results. He's young, energetic.
And ambitious. He's out to make a record for himself. He's out to fill Boot Hill with dead crooks and the calaboose with live ones.
Well, that's his job.
His job is to get lawbreakers and proof of their crimes. That ain't how he'll do it. He'll grab anyone he suspects, and if there ain't proof, he'll make it. If he wants a confession, he'll hammer it out of the unlucky man he's captured.
At any rate, Crooks will steer clear of Willow Bend.
And how many innocent men are going to be framed?
Oh, I don't know if Speed'll go that far.
The heck he won't. Right now, he's figuring to make an arrest on this smuggling business.
He is?
Yep. He claims that someone sent him a note telling him where he can get evidence.
When is he making the arrest?
This evening. He wants to give the critter time to get back from over the border with the smuggled goods. Guilty or not, the gent'll hang. Speed don't find evidence, he'll make it.
I wonder if he'd go that far.
To get a conviction on his first arrest? You bet he will.
You say someone sent him a note?
That's what Speed claims. I don't believe it. He just says that to account for finding the evidence he'll frame.
He's got to have some reason for suspecting a man.
Oh, he has reason. He got some information from a federal man before he was shot.
He did?
Yeah. Slade found some footprints that he thought belonged to the smuggler. The fact that he was killed while investigating them sort of shows he was right.
Well, does Speed know who made the prints?
Well, Slade had reasoned it out that the smuggler stood 5'6" or 7" and weighed 140.
I see.
It's got to be someone that crosses the border pretty frequent.
Yeah, what? Windy.
Yeah? Well, Clem, what's the matter with you?
You say the smuggler was supposed to come from over the border today?
Yeah. Why?
Because...
Great day. Tom Carter's that size.
It ain't Tom Carter.
He crossed the border today.
I tell you, it ain't Tom. It can't be Sarah Carter's boy. Do you hear me?
I hear you, Clem.
If Speed Rogers tries to frame him,
I'll... better go over to Handbill Rock right away and see how things look.
I'm going.
Come on, Silver!
In record time, the Lone Ranger and Tonto reined up at Handbill Rock, where Dan, having seen them approach, was on hand to meet his friend.
Oh, Silver,
you sure came up here on the double.
Mount up right away, Dan. We've got to find the Carter house.
Carter? Why, that's it right up there.
It is?
Sure, I've been there for an hour. I waited till I saw you and Tonto coming from town.
You know Tom Carter?
Yes. Why? What about him?
Did he just return from across the Rio Grande?
Sure, he's got a job driving his rig over and back for Shorty Wimple.
You've been with him ever since his return?
Yes, sir. Why, what's the matter?
Him have any package?
Any package? No, Tonto. Not unless he left it on the wagon.
Me not see wagon. Where wagon now?
He put it in the barn. He'll hitch up after supper to drive Mr. Wimple home.
Come on, we're going to the barn.
Get him up, scout!
Get along, Victor!
Come on, Silver!
The Lone Ranger, Dan, and Tonto took a roundabout route to reach the Carter barn without being seen by those inside the house. A short time later, the defeated lawman, riding straight as a ramrod, came up the hill. Shorty Wimple, seated near a window, was the first to notice him.
Here comes Clem Martin.
Good. I was afraid he'd be late for supper.
Golly, he's riding hard.
Oh, what I wouldn't give to be able to ride.
Hey, look how he reined up. Mom, I wonder if there's trouble.
Clem looks like a storm cloud. Come to the door with me, Tom.
Hey, maybe he's mad about the election.
I'd sooner see him mad than hurt.
Hi, Sheriff.
Tom. You've got to come along with me right away.
Clem, you're to stay for supper.
Sorry, Sarah. There's other things more important. Come on, Tom. We've no time to waste.
Sheriff, what the Sam Hill?
Clem Martin, if he took leave of your senses...
All right, if you've got to know the details. Speed Rogers is looking for a man that's 5'6" or 7", weighing around 140.
Yeah, but...
Why is he?
And someone that crossed the border today.
Oh, I crossed the border, the same as always.
I know you did, and so does Speed Rogers. He thinks you're the smuggler.
What?
No, no, Clem. Not Tom.
If Speed gets his hands on you, you're a gone goose. He's sure to make a case against you. Now come with me. You're going to hide out till you're in the clear.
Hold on there.
Hey, who's
Mask?
That?
Tom isn't going anywhere. There's evidence in that barn, and Speed Rogers didn't put it there.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. Clem Martin was sure that Tom Carter wasn't a smuggler. That's why he tried to persuade Tom to go into hiding so Speed Rogers couldn't arrest him on trumped-up evidence. But the Lone Ranger interfered.
Who are you? What's that mask for?
I had a friend. His name was Slade.
Slade? But you ain't a federal man. Not with a mask.
I'm taking over where Slade left off.
I'm no smuggler.
My son can't be the
one
who...
Let me speak. My sakes. Takes me wind just to walk a few feet to the porch.
You're Mr. Wimple, aren't you?
That's right, masked man. I can explain Tom's trips across the border. You see, my daughter and grandson...
I know all about that, Wimple.
I can vouch for Tom.
He used his buckboard to cross the border, didn't he?
Yes, yes, that's right.
Can you account for the packages that are tied beneath it?
Packages? My sakes alive. You must have tied those on your wagon while I was with my daughter.
I didn't do it.
I can't figure any other time when you were alone on the other side of the border.
I tell you, I didn't do it. I don't know anything about packages. If they're tied to my wagon, someone put them there to frame me.
Well, Speed Rogers ain't had the chance to do
it. Hey, that masked man might have done it. Maybe you're the smuggler.
I?
Yes. Maybe you're trying to blame me so you'll be in the clear. That's it, Sheriff Clem. That's it. He was in the barn. He knows that someone's got to be jailed for smuggling, so he's framing me.
Just a minute, Tom. The smuggler's footprints were found.
You know about them footprints?
Yes, Clem. The smuggler's supposed to be about 5 feet 6 inches and weigh around 140.
That's right. You're as far from answering that description as Shorty Wimple. In a different way.
Clem, what about Dan Reed?
Who?
There he is, over next to the barn with the Indian.
No, he's a bit too tall. Besides, Tom, we don't know that he's been crossing the border.
Why don't you go to the barn and see the evidence?
And that's what I'm going to do. Come on, Clem.
I'm with you, Tom. I want to see what's what.
So do I.
One minute, Mrs. Carter.
I want to go with my son.
Please. Why don't you wait here?
Why? Is there something in the barn you don't want me to see?
No.
Has there been another murder like Slade?
No. Speed Rogers and his men will be here soon. You should be on hand to meet them.
The new sheriff.
You and Mr. Wimple can wait on that bench. You'll stay with Mrs. Carter, won't you, Wimple?
Sure thing.
Tell the new sheriff that Tom and his friends are in the barn.
His friends?
And Mrs. Carter. Don't worry. There was little to be said while Sarah Carter and Shorty Wimple waited for the lawman. The face of Tom's mother was drawn in lines of anxiety. She knew her son was not a smuggler, surely not a murderer. But if there was evidence against him, strong enough evidence...
If Speed Rogers wasn't so eager to convict a man, I...
Sarah Carter barely heard Wimple's remark. Her mind was filled with the soft, reassuring voice of the masked man.
Don't worry.
Why had he said that? And what was that other remark the tall stranger had made?
I'm taking over where Slade left off.
Slade had been a federal man. Tom would have been sure of a fair deal if Slade had not been killed.
Don't worry.
There was hope in that man's voice.
The lawmen are coming.
Sarah Carter wasn't as worried as she had been. She remembered something else the masked man had said.
Tell the sheriff that Tom and his friends are in the barn.
His friends. Yes, his friends.
Oh, 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 oh.
Sheriff, Tom and his friends are in the barn.
Come on, boys.
Pete and Tim, stay here with the horses. Sam, you and Wendy come with me.
Yeah. Sure wish you'd let me resign, Speed. I don't like no part of this evening's work.
We'll discuss your case tomorrow, Wendy. What you mean by Tom and his friends?
Clem Martin's here. There's his horse.
Yeah, but who else?
How do I know?
Well, here's the new lawman right now. Come in, Speed.
I intend to.
You too, Wendy?
Clem, he won't let me resign.
Oh, I suppose you should be congratulated, huh, Speed?
Sorry you got to be the first one I arrest, Tom.
Now, hold on, Speed.
Hey, what's this? The team hitched up. Who's that Indian on the buckboard?
Oh, now, take it easy, Speed. We knew you were coming. I found the evidence against Tom, and it's right there on the floor. It was tied under the buckboard.
The evidence, huh?
Well, Clem will testify as to where he found it, Speed. Or the Indian's going to use the rig to drive Shorty Wimple home.
Oh?
Poor Shorty. He's getting bigger every day.
Get under there and see if there's anything else tied to the bottom of the rig.
All right, Sheriff, I'll see.
I wanted to take Shorty home, but Clem thought I'd better stay and wait for you.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, you use good sense, Clem. I'd hate to hold you for helping a man escape, especially a man charged with murder. Accessory after the fact, you know.
Ain't nothing underneath her, Speed.
All right. Go ahead, Redskin. Take Wimple to his place and then come back here.
Ah, me see you soon. Get up there. Get up.
You can saddle a horse, Tom. You're going with us.
Well, you've got no real proof against me.
No proof? What about these packages on the floor? You brought them over the border, didn't you?
Well,
if there's contraband in them, we'll
see.
There
is, Speed. I opened one of them.
Well, that settles it, then. Carter, you're under arrest for smuggling and murder.
Now, you see.
Hold on, Speed. Don't be too hasty.
Hasty, my foot. We got Slade's description of the man, and Tom fits a description. He crosses the border often. We found the stuff in his wagon. Why, it's an airtight case against him. Any jury will hang him.
He might have been framed.
Framed. Every crook claims he was framed. I'll have a full confession from Tom Carter when he goes on trial.
They may lynch Tom if you take him in.
That'd save the cost of a trial.
Why, you...
Just a minute.
Hey, what the...
He's masked.
You're still here.
I thought you'd gone. Who's this masked man? Are you Tom's accomplice?
No, Sheriff. I just heard you say that you were satisfied to let Tom Carter be hanged.
All right, you heard me say it. What about it?
Don't you think there's room for doubt?
No. Carter's the right size, and he's the only one that crosses the border often. And I've got the evidence here on the floor. Well, what's it to you, anyway? I'm going to take you in for questioning about that mask.
Oh, no, Speed.
Oh, yes, I am. Now, put out
no,
your...
No, Speed!
Great day. Did you see that draw?
Better leave your gun in leather, Speed.
Holding a gun on the law, huh?
Go and get your horse and the other deputies.
My horse?
We're all going on a short trip. Go on, get started.
You think you can cover me and four deputies?
I'll have help, Speed.
I'll help him, Speed.
Yeah, so will I.
Why, I'm on Clem's side, whichever it is.
Wendy, you're my deputy.
I was Clem's deputy first.
Now, get going.
No, you needn't prod me.
Bring the horses along, Dan.
Right, my horse is all saddled and waiting.
You'll all pay for this. This is interfering with justice, and you can't get away with it.
Keep walking.
I'll have you all brought in. You too, Clem Martin.
Oh, now, just take it easy, boys. We're all going on a little trip.
Mount up.
Oh, fella. Do as they say, boys. We'll get them later.
Rogers, you can make or break your career by what you see tonight.
What do you mean?
You can profit by an experience and be a mighty fine lawman. Or you can remain stubborn and too ambitious for the good of the people you serve.
Tom, oh, my boy.
Oh, it's all right, Mom.
Sheriff, Tom is...
Oh, now, take it easy, Sarah. Tom ain't heading for jail just yet.
Here are the horses.
All right, thanks, Dan. Hey, Silver. You come with us and lead Toto's horse.
Right.
You'll pay for this, every last one of you.
Clem, Wendy, see that none of the others draws a gun.
Yes, right, sir.
Get going and ride north.
Tom, where...
Don't worry, Mrs. Carter. Tom will be back.
Get along.
Get up there.
Come on, Silver. Get up.
Tonto brought the buckboard to a halt at Shorty Wimple's house. He hopped to the ground and helped the bulky man step down. Then he assisted Wimple to the door of the house.
I can go it alone now. Thanks, Injun.
No. Me help you inside.
All right, if you insist on it. Housekeeper's left lights for me.
You look at Colt. What matter there?
Huh? Say... How'd all these cuts get into my coat? Confound it. A good coat ruined. It must have been something on the wagon.
That right.
Huh?
It's something on wagon. It Tonto.
What's that?
Me hold sharp knife plenty close. You not feel it. Me push harder, and you not feel it.
You did this?
Me push plenty time. You never feel knife.
Redskin, why'd you cut my coat?
Me want to see what's underneath. Me want to see why you not feel knife.
Why?
Now me cut some more.
Why you?
Now me cut big cut.
I'll fix you.
Me tear it plenty big.
You, hey, just let me get my gun.
Me rip it some more.
Boys, help. Help me.
Me fix it now.
Come on, move. Get this redskin. He's tearing me apart.
Don't shoot your mind at
him. Pull him off. Get him away.
I got him.
I'll hold him.
Look at your clothes, boss.
Get rid of that Indian. Get rid of him right away.
Come back.
Hey, what's
that? Do what you're told. We've got you covered.
Put on those guns.
We'll watch the sheriff.
Man.
You heard me. Drop those guns.
There's your man, Sheriff.
Now, wait. See here, Speed.
Wimp.
Yes, he's a little fella with a round face. All his fat was just padding.
Let me explain.
There's nothing to explain. You got by posing as a fat man because of your round face. And you smuggled the dope in the padding of those clothes.
And you hired Tom to drive so you'd have someone to frame when the law came close.
None of the clothes, he's just my size. You figured that the whole thing would be solved when Tom Carter was found guilty.
Well, you seem to know all the facts.
You thought I wouldn't look into things very far. You counted on me to act fast, huh? Boys, take these crooks out. But leave Wimple as he is. Take him to jail with a smuggled dope, padded clothes and all.
All right, come on.
Clem, you old-fashioned galoot. I'd have made a mighty big blunder, wouldn't I, hmm?
We had to let you go almost the whole way, Speed. That's why we waited.
Yeah. It's a good thing you did. By following Wimple here, we got his partners in the smuggling game.
Yep.
Now, see here, Clem. You've got to be a deputy. Well, man, I need you.
Now, you keep your desk in the office and see to it that I don't make a fool of myself by arresting the wrong men,
Yeah. I always liked that desk. Just the right height for my feet. But, Speed, it wasn't my idea. It was Tonto that poked Wimple with a knife and found he didn't squeal.
Yes, I know.
That proved what had just been suspected, you see. It was the lad that had the first hunch.
Who?
Dan Reed. The boy that just left here with Tom and the masked man. You see, he got to thinking when he saw Wimple walk.
Well, how's that?
Shorty was the first real fat man that walked with his feet close together. Most men the size he looked to be walk with their feet apart so as they can balance. They sort of waddle as they walk.
Oh.
Dan noticed that Shorty didn't waddle.
You have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.